Great.
Yeah, Kamala, go ahead.
Okay, sir. Good morning to all the members who have joined this 84th Annual General Meeting of Phonographic Performance Limited. Myself, Kamna Goenka from Kamna Goenka and Associates, practicing company secretary of Phonographic Performance Limited, would like to welcome all the directors, members, and auditors to the 84th Annual General Meeting of Phonographic Performance Limited. The notice convening the 84th AGM of the company is already circulated to all the members. I take the notice as read. I would like to welcome our esteemed directors attending this meeting. Mr. Mandar Thakur, Chairman of the meeting. Mr. Dominic D'Souza, Independent Director. Ms. Shilpi Mehta, Independent Director. Mr. Vishal Bhandari from Sony Music. And Mr. Sanujit Bhujbal from Universal Music. Now I request Mr. Mandar Thakur, who is chairing this meeting, to commence the meeting.
Thank you, Kamna. We shall commence the meeting. Dear members, I hope this message finds you in high spirits and good health. As we mark the end of another very eventful year, I take this opportunity to reflect with pride on the remarkable journey we've undertaken together all over the last few years at Phonographic Performance Limited, PPL India. Fiscal year 24-25 has been a defining chapter, one filled with very significant challenges as usual, but also extraordinary resilience, growth, and triumph. It is important to understand we live in very choppy business environments, subject to market forces. And I think the ability at resilience and the growth and the various wins we've had. By any means, I want to ensure that we're highlighting them in the right fashion. This year, we began the journey by facing, again, as usual, some very serious headwinds from deep-rooted misconceptions about music licensing, and the sheer high level of persistent misinformation, continued resistance from very highly motivated individuals and organizations alike, and from basic industry sectors that specifically either don't like to take music licenses or continue to spread misinformation between government, between stakeholders alike, right? Legal hurdles and slow judicial processes add to the complexity of these problems. The journey is obviously well worth it. It is my pleasure to share that successfully we have achieved our goal by posting a record revenue of 272.99 crores with 251.01 crores generated through public performance licenses. Guys, can somebody please kill the phone? Mute your phones, please. I'm going to repeat that again. For the record, that it is my pleasure to share that successfully we have achieved our goal by posting a record revenue of 272.99 crores with 251.01 crore generated through public performance licensing and 21.98 crores from radio broadcasting licensing. This represents an overall revenue growth of 36% compared to the previous year. This is very, very significant because the first time in the history that we've done this level of growth. These achievements are just not numbers, but are testament to the efforts put in by each and every employee of PPL India. Like I said, in the face of renegade organizations and motivated individuals trying to disrupt our business. These efforts also have established a collective belief that music has value and that its rightful use deserves rightful compensation. In a market still grappling with the idea that music is free, our persistent legal efforts, awareness campaigns, and enforcement strategies have been able to shift the narrative. Each infringement is challenged, each venue licensed, and each user is educated is a step towards the respect that the music industry deserves. On behalf of the entire board of directors and the management team of PPL India, I express my deepest gratitude for your continued and unwavering trust and support. Together, we are not just managing rights, we are redefining the value of music in India, from a situation of arbitrary licensing to a situation of collective licensing, by the industry's own body. So thank you very, very much.
Have to announce. You will have to announce that we have not been able to do a e-voting. Or Kamla, you can announce.
Okay, sir. I would also like to inform all the members who are present here and who have not been able to do e-voting during the cutoff period that the e-voting facility will be open till 15 minutes after this meeting. Hence, kindly finish this voting if not done earlier.
So I will carry, this is me, GP Hair, MD, CEO of PPL. I'll take 10-15 minutes and to have a heart-to-heart chat with you guys. In order to facilitate that chat, I'm carrying a brief presentation and which will give you, I'm sure, a brief insight into what happened in 24-25 and what is going to be business in coming year. So, in terms of public performance, we have two verticals. One is on-ground public performance, other is radio. So public performance by far is the biggest revenue earner, bread and butter of the company. So in 1920, earlier base was 86 years, 2 years we wasted, and which was virtually corona years. And yes. Then in 22-23, we bounced back, even though part of first quarter of that year, we had a clouds of corona. In 23-24, we posted a growth of about 26%. And come 24-25, we have posted a growth of 42%. And if someone has the report of IFPI, this is International Agency, which looks after welfare of sound recording business in 76 countries. In their global report, they have reported all over the world that PPL India was the one which recorded highest growth in terms of PP business in the world. And this, according to us, is a really proud moment for PPL and all its stakeholders. But typically, like in any business, there are factors which hurt business, there are factors which helps you to build business. In PPL, public performance business, classically, people to avoid licensing are raising this famous controversy of Section 30 versus 33. Despite law is very clear, and they are taking shelter, saying that since PPL is not a copyright society registered under 33, they will not take license. Even though PPL functions in the capacity of owner, royalty-free music is really cursed. This is a music which typically is called Chinese music, which customer take it from many of the BMS services. This doesn't have any what is some listening experience like what you have in copyright music, but these agencies are peddling this music at almost one-tenth, if not lower, of the cost. And many of the retail chain, even bigger retail chains are falling prey to this lower pricing and are opting for a royalty-free music. Adamancy is all over. I think we have covered a very small, we have covered a very small ground. Very large ground is still covered by willing infringers, which are ruthlessly, without any fear or favor of law, they are using the content without really taking license. Added to this, lot of misinformation is spread mainly by many of the associations that we want to name them, but which on one hand creates confusion and chaos, and even makes a legitimate user think whether this license is required or not. But in 24-25, we took many management initiative, and we could, despite all these factors which had hurt revenue, we could bounce back. And main was that we could break partially spine of adamancy through a continuous enforcement, through judicial covers, through approaching enforcement authorities like police and all. Instead of relying on the layers, which are event companies and licensing agents, this year we took a conscious effort of doing active selling by approaching the bigger corporates and offering them a deal with a very, very low price. Here, the benefit is that the corporates could get a better price, which they were not getting. And other, we could see that the compliance becomes very high. So this B2B deal really helped us to cover and post large revenue. We have done a pricing rationalization, and on an average, about 10 to 12% tariff increase has been done. Why this was done, I will explain in the subsequent slide. PPL is the one which doesn't, which do every this is on account of through technology platform. For everything, there is a footprint. Plus is the one which issues license. Palm is the one which actually continuously monitors the movements of our lead owners, and so that we ensure that monitoring happens without fail, and the deployment of staff is optimum. And additionally, we have done WhatsApp for the business, humble start, but currently also this gives a business wherein customer has been given choice to come on WhatsApp number of a company, and then customer care group gets in touch with them and help them to not only make a payment but issue license instantaneously. Yes. Social events, as you are aware, people are misusing this. Law wants that the music could be used in bona fide religious ceremonies during marriages, but it is being applied to all wedding events, and so much so that some people have a adamancy to say that even 25th or 50th wedding anniversary is also marriage related event, so no license is required. But this year we could really succeed in getting a big cover from Bombay High Court. When Goa government issued a circular asking their police to stop their business, and then Bombay High Court's bench in Goa came to our rescue, not only squashed, but they gave a large amount of clarity on the law itself. And in November 2024, DPIT, which had issued a circular and which was getting misused, put their July 23 circular in heaven. So both this helped, and we could see the social licensing starts. We start getting some money out of social licensing. but long way to go because the potential is far, far greater than what we are currently making. Radio is virtually flat. As you can see, it is hovering between 22 to 20 crore. But the good news is that AIR is giving us a good revenue. In 22-23, it was higher because we could, with a continuous effort, we could recover a lot of barriers. But typically, 5 to 6 crore we get out of this, and FM revenue remains more or less flat.
Sir, just for pause, I think the waiting room has not been removed properly, so people are waiting. I'll just.
We are taking a 1 minute stop in waiting room. Some members are waiting, so we'll admit them.
Yes. Waiting room is off.
All are there.
Yeah.
Go back. Yes. Sorry. So, yes, good. So, in terms of a key development, the biggest achievement was that, you see, Corporate Board had fixed a very low rate of 2%, which really hurt our revenue for 10 years from 2010 till 2020. We thereafter approached Madras High Court, and Madras High Court corrected this order, and they said that Madras High Court has held that PPL should be paid 2% or 660 per needle hour, whichever is higher. And this will ensure we're recovering huge, huge arrears from this. But radio broadcasters are trying every bit. They approached Supreme Court. Supreme Court did not give them relief. Then the Supreme Court asked them to go back to Madras High Court. They are trying every bit. They're making pushback so that the payments get delayed. But we are very confident that finally this payment will come, and this will put smiles on face of all members. FM, as you are aware, the rates have been fixed by the tribunal IPAB, and the rates have been kept flat at same 2%. That's how FM revenue is flat. AIR, we could get a recovery in earlier year, but now again it got normalized, and we are again getting anything between 5 to 7 crore. Good news is that our effort to convince the parties to come for a voluntary licensing instead of IPAB is working out, because IPAB rate requires a broadcaster to observe the ironclad discipline which has been put in the law, wherein advance payment has to be done, and the serious one that 5 days before the programming has to be done. Still, it is not being done. We are before court and saying that this is not being done, and it's virtually equivalent to infringement. But some parties are realizing that what they are doing is not as per law. So relay parties are on the rise. Finally, what is important is how much we really distribute. So, as you can see, that we are delivering better values to the members. In 22-23, we distributed about 130 crore. In 24-25, in 2 years span of 2 years, it has jumped to 230 crore. In terms of percentage, again, between 23-24 and 24-25, it's a growth of 41%. Next. We have circulated two resolutions. One is for board has suggested change in distribution policy for two parameters, and other is tariff revision. So in terms of distribution policy, the first is that see, we, in absence of locks, all unlocked income gets distributed based on surrogates, and we have taken four surrogates, which helps us to be very fair to all the members. In terms of their weightage, earlier we had for radio 10%, which we are reducing to 8%. Streaming, we are increasing to from 65 to 66.5%. Physical audio products, we are dropping from 7.5% to 0.5%, because we have seen that the current members physical sale is next to nothing. And in terms of YouTube, it is getting increased from 17.5% to 25%. Yes. As regards streaming platforms, we had earlier Spotify, yes, Saavn and Wynk. As you are aware, Wynk got closed, and that is how Wynk had to be replaced. So Wynk has been replaced by YouTube Music, because it's an independent music streaming service. Tariffs, yes. Why tariff revision was required? Because there's a significant growth in content library. In 6 years, our library has increased from 20 lakh to 70 lakh. Membership has increased. Now, currently, we have about 500 members. So, to ensure that there's no dip in royalty earnings for existing members, we have to correct the pricing. And as you are aware, members are directly bearing liability of payment to Ismara. So it's our PPL tries and see that more distributable income is on hand of members. So for them, discharging liability to Ismara is not doesn't become a load. But good news is that customers using copyrighted music has seen a sizable upswing, and many key sectors are heavily relying on copyrighted music, and this growth is attributable mainly to people's popular music. And since there is a rub-off and they spend a very fraction of their revenue on music, I don't think this load will be very high. There is average price increase is about 12%, but as you are aware, with so much of adamancy and this implementation which user is happening phase-wise till and full consummation of a price increase will happen over the period. But in the meanwhile, we have to work with users by the proactive negotiation, offering discounts, so on and so forth. In terms of membership and repertoire, we have 494 members as on this. Domestic repertoire is 12 lakh, international repertoire is 63 lakh. 43 new music labels have got added. Songs registered are now about 75 lakh. So this is just increasing. And in terms of outlook, PP is positive. And according to us, PP will remain a major bread and butter earner and will help us to post the growth what we have seen in past. Radio, courtesy IPAB fixed low rates, while usage will be good, but since rates are not within our hand, because this haven't, the outlook is neutral. Stumbling blocks are unavoidable, and which I have explained in past. But yes, with solid support of you all members and board, I think we will see that PPL's fortunes are remains on the rise. Okay, we could not really welcome our esteemed director, Mr. Sanjay Tandon, because when we opened AGM, he was not there, but he joined, I think, a couple of minutes thereafter. So, Bhai Sanjay, thank you so much for attending this AGM. This means a lot to management and other members. So, if there are any questions, it will be my.
What is this? He is based here.
Who is that?
Mr. Ajay.
Ajay, yes, sir. Yes.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Hi, GB. Hi, Mandar.
Hi, Sanjay.
Hi. Yeah, it's a great let me, of course, welcome all the members on behalf of PPL and, of course, being heading the artists' lobby. A great love and affection from them. It's really been a marvelous journey being on the PPL board, especially from an artist's point of view. And I'm very, very, very sort of happy and impressed by the progress that's made by PPL. It's indeed very remarkable to post 272. It's not an easy task. It's easier said than done. With all the amount of challenges that GB and team have to face, I think this has been a great year. I'm also happy to sort of make known that the entire artists' lobby, the singers and the musicians, with the historic agreement that was signed with all of us for the payment of the performers' royalty, is now slowly and slightly even showing results. That is what I understand with the 272 increase also, not to take away the great work and the tedious work that's done by the team. But yes, it is very important for artists and the music labels to get together, which we have done marvelously under the leadership of Mandar and GB and the other directors and music labels. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense that the infighting between performers and music labels has stopped, thereby at least not giving opportunity to the users to say, "Oh, now we are not going to pay PPL, we'll pay the artist." And you all sort it. We sort it out, and and thereby we keep on incurring litigation costs. So at least that has been stopped. It is wonderful that the two groups have united, they have joined hands, and I thank you all for being a part of it. Thank you all the members of PPL to be a part of it. Since I'm here and since all of us are here, I'm very excited that no more we are on two sides. We are on one side of the table. Okay, so performers and music labels are on one side of the table. नहीं तो पहले होता था कि म्यूजिक कंपनी चोर है, हमारा रॉयल्टी खा गई, ये किया वो किया, ऑल दिस नॉनसेंस यूज टू हैपन. सो एट लीस्ट आई एम सो हैप्पी टू सी दैट वी हैव बेरीड ऑल दिस एंड वी हैव टेकन इट फॉरवर्ड. नंबर थ्री, आई जस्ट वॉन्ट टू टेल माई पीपीएल मेंबर्स दैट इट इज इन द इंटरेस्ट ऑफ द आर्टिस्ट हु आर वर्किंग विथ यू For which you are paying royalties, please at least have them to become members of ISAMRA. Because though the distribution schemes of the two companies are separate, PPL, of course, has its own distribution scheme under which you are getting paid and under which the liability to ISAMRA is getting shared, that is, as per the AGM's approval. However, the distribution scheme of ISAMRA is separate, and therefore we distribute based on radio logs and digital logs. So the artist at the end of the day will get royalties, or their royalties will be there, but they need to become members. So I would appeal to all members who are attending and through you all to the others who are not attending to at least make the efforts to tell your singer and musician members to apply for ISAMRA membership, which is available online. That will help, again, all of us to build in the best ecosystem that can exist between artists and music labels. That's all a little thing, and I won't hold you back for other matters in the AGM. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sanjay. Yes.
Sanjay.
Any questions?
Sir, Mr. Ajay Samgupta from Audioflix had raised his hand.
Audioflix, Ajay. Ajay? You have to unmute him.
No, I think.
Someone raised hand, so I think he has decided now otherwise. Looks like Sanjay has clarified all the points. So no member is having absolutely any worry about future of people. Yes.
No, we are going to go to 2500 here. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Now artists are with you and we will jointly work, and GB and I are working together to increase. This is 250 is nothing.
Absolutely right. So, any questions from the members? So, in absence of any questions, now I hand over the whole proceeding back to Kamna.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
I wish to inform you all that the statutory auditors have not made any qualifications, reservations, adverse remarks and disclaimer in the audit reports for the year ended 31st March 2025. Therefore, with your permission, I take the statutory auditor's report as read. All the agenda items placed before this meeting having been transacted, I now close the proceedings of this meeting. Also, I would request all the members to finish their e-voting in the next 15 minutes, if not done earlier. The combined result along with the scrutinizer's report will be uploaded on the website of the company and on the website of CDSL. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So with permission of chair, I think we can conclude the 84th AGM. And thank you all. Thank you, chairman. Thank you, directors. And thank you all members. Thank you.
Thank you, JB.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Thanks.